And now, Dick Tracy!
Let's go, men. Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order. Tracy fans, here's a very interesting item about one of your favorite characters on that 12 Sheriff show on the air tomorrow night over most of these stations of the American Broadcasting Company. I'm talking about Sheriff Mark Chase's garrulous housekeeper, Cassandra Drinkwater, alias Cousin Cassie, alias Olin Landick in real life. Yes, Canyon County's most informed female is none other than Olin Landick, long famous on the airwaves for his hilarious female impersonations as a homey, lovable, small-town gossip who knows what everyone else's business is but never seems to know when the joke's on her. And just in case you've been missing out on the Sheriff's show, it's the rib-tickling story of a modern Western constable with 20th century ideas and a streamlined sense of humor. It's really exciting. You get plenty of thrills as Sheriff Mark Chase captures killers and bank robbers with his up-to-date methods of crime detection. And it's funny. You'll keep chuckling as Cousin Cassie protects him from girls with marriage on their minds. And it's different because here's a show that brings you the new West of today. You got 25 minutes to spare tomorrow evening? Well, I suggest you try the Sheriff. Now, Dick Tracy. In yesterday's story, Dick and Pat continued their search for the man who was responsible for the murder of Earl Lacey, getting a tip from one of his men that the man with the voice was in a riverfront restaurant. Dick and Pat hurried to the scene. Peering in at the man through one of the side windows, they were just about to enter when suddenly someone came dashing in and whispered something to the man. Then, with a startled look on his face, the man that we know as Ernie jumped to his feet and hurried to the water's edge with Dick and Pat trailing him. The object of all this hurried attention was Minnie, the trained seal who had escaped and who had made her way back to where she'd been swimming with the boys. In today's story, Ernie, the killer, has just hurried from the river's edge where he made sure that the seal in the water was the one which belonged to the late Earl Lacey. Now Dick and Pat are watching his every move. See him hurry from the pier, head toward the heavy traffic. Not far from where all this was taking place, Bones Carroll and Fleet Johnson are talking.
I'm telling you, Bones, this Ernie's no dope. It may take him a little longer to catch on, but when he does, look out.
Yeah, don't worry about him. I'll take care of him when the time comes. I got him sold on the idea of going to the farm upstate. You know what'll happen to him when I pass the word along.
But how do you know he'll go?
Because I sold him a bill of goods. I told him the heat's on that he's got to go.
Well, I hope you're right. Makes me nervous to have a guy like that running around.
Relax, Fleet. Just relax. Leave everything to me. Not worrying so much about Ernie as I am this diary. Just let me read you what that punk Lacey had in here. Here, get this. September 17th. This has been a big night for Bones. He and Fleet jimmied open the safe at the Empire Cloth Company and got themselves $3,000 apiece. The rat, right us, gave me $25 for fingering the job for them.
Hey, how did he know he got $3,000 apiece out of that job? We told him we only got a couple of hundred.
Yeah, I guess he read about it in the papers. Listen to this. October 9th. This time, the boys got fooled. Just as they was about to touch off the soup on the plastic manufacturing job, a prowl car came and parked right outside the joint. Bones and Fleet both had a scram without a dime for all their work on the safe. Ha-ha. The guy even laughs at us.
Yeah, I remember that job, all right. And what a nice job we done on that safe. And what the paper said the next morning. Hey, Bones, what are you going to do with that thing?
You mean his diary?
Yeah.
Keep it.
Keep it? Why not burn it up?
You think I'm dumb like Benny the App?
I don't get it.
Nah, don't play dumb on me, Fleet. If All I gotta do is bring this little diary, and then if we ever get pinched, all you gotta do is pass the buck to me for all the jobs we did together.
Now, wait a minute, Bones. I wouldn't do a thing like that. You and me's pals.
Yeah, we're pals. We're pals as long as I keep my hands on this diary.
Now, listen, Bones, if that's the way you feel, why, it's all it.
You expecting company?
Not me.
Cover me with your gun.
Okay. Go ahead and open up.
Let me in quick. Hey, what's the gun for?
We didn't know who you were.
Put it away.
Okay. For a guy that knows about guns, you act awful nervous.
What's cooking, Ernie? You're all excited.
We need to feel. She's loose.
What?
Yeah, it's like I say.
But the cops had it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way we got from the boys.
I tell you, she's loose. Swimming around in the river. I was sitting in the beanery having a dish of chow, and a guy comes in and
says
to me...
Are you sure it's Lacey's seal?
If I'm I, though, it's his seal.
Hey, man, Fleet, we'll go take a look.
I'll show you the way.
You gotta make it fast, Bones. If that seal's loose, the cops have probably been notified.
If that's our Lacey's seal, I'll be the one that hopes the cops get there in a hurry.
That seal knows the underwater route to our hideout.
What do you think I'm taking a chance on going out here for? If those cops see that seal disappear underwater and not come up, they may get suspicious and start looking around.
It gave me the creeps to see that seal swimming around there loose.
Now we're gonna walk right toward the pier. Make believe nothing's the matter. Act like we was just out for a walk.
Inside the pier shed, Dick and Pat are waiting tensely as the minutes pass. Pat speaks.
I still don't see why we didn't take that guy, Dick.
And then what happens to Bones Cowell and Fleet Johnson? They disappear.
Yep, I guess you're right at that.
And then there's the diary you heard the mention, Pat. That's what I want to get my hands on as much as the men.
Yeah, I forgot that. Why, we may be able to break a half a dozen cases at once.
Well, that's why I was willing to take the chance and let this man get out of our sight. You see, Pat, in the files there are quite a few cases that haven't been solved. If we can get hold of that... Say, Pat, look.
Holy smokes. Here comes all three of them. Walking along just as bold as brass. Let's see. Bones, Carroll, Pete Johnson, and the guy we're after.
Look at that, Pat. They're trying to give the impression that they're just out for a walk.
And I'll bet I know just where they're going. It'll be where they can get a good look at Minnie.
Right, Pat. Our man ran back and told Bones and Fleet about the seal. And they've come to see for themselves.
You don't suppose they'll hurt Minnie, do you?
You can't tell what they'll do, Pat.
Why don't we go out and nail the three of them? We could do it, Dick.
Of course we could do it. But we're not going to. The diary, Pat. We want Earl Lacey's diary. Now, just watch what they're doing, Pat. And don't make a sound.
Do just like I'm doing. Just stroll along and make believe we're just out to see the sights.
Where did you see the seal last, Danny?
Right off the end of this pier. Hear that? That's her.
Shut up. Just keep walking.
Hold it right here.
I don't see no... Fleet.
Yeah, I see her. She just come to the top.
Yeah, that's Minnie, all right.
Just like I told you. I don't know how long she's been here.
We gotta do something, Bones. If that seal gives away the underwater hideout, it's...
You said that once.
Why not take out your rod and plug her?
Say, that's not a move out of you guys. No guns.
But Bones,
take a look around you. Look at all the people watching that seal. You want a plugger. One shot and you'd have this whole neighborhood on your tail.
But Bones, we gotta do something and do it fast.
Hey, she's swimming this way. Look at her. She's swimming as hard as she can.
Listen, Bones, if that seal comes up here...
It's too late, Fleet. Here she comes.
Stand still, you two. Don't move. I'm going to see what she does.
She sees you. She's shaking her head.
I don't like this.
Shut up.
Bones, I've seen Lacey play with that seal. And when she barked that way, she was... See? She's coming this way.
She stopped right in front of us. Hello, Minnie. This is Bones. How's the girl, Minnie? Are we still friends? How's about a nice fish, Minnie?
Bones, there's quite a crowd forming around. We better beat it. Yeah, that's right, Bones. We better... Hey, she's coming this way.
Bones!
She's after me.
Hey, Minnie, what's the matter?
She's gonna bite me.
Come on, Bones!
Hey, take her away.
Be
you got me by the leg.
Come on, Bones.
I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here.
Come
hey,
on,
get away.
Did you see that, Dick? Did you see that?
Yes, Pat, I saw all I wanted to see.
Yeah. Minnie didn't mind Bones or Flea Johnson so much, but when she caught sight of that other guy, she went right after him.
He's the man that killed Earl Lacey, all right, Pat. But no jury would convict him on the evidence of a trained seal.
What do we do now, Dick?
We let them get out of sight, Pat. It's obvious they're hiding somewhere in the neighborhood. It didn't take our man 10 minutes to get them and come back.
Then when they get out of sight, I'll go out and grab Minnie. Oh, boy. Wouldn't it have been nice to go out and put the collar on those guys right then and there? I sure wish we could have done it.
So do I, Pat. But we haven't anything like a perfect case against these men yet. We want more evidence than we have.
Is it all right now, Dick? Can I go and get Minnie?
Just a minute. Yes, Pat. They've disappeared. It'll be all right. But make it fast. Let's go.
Say, Dick, how are we going to get her back to headquarters?
Yeah, I was thinking of that, Pat.
How about a car in the paddy wagon? You think it'll smell too much like fish after Minnie's been in it?
I don't know, Pat. Anyway, that'll be the safest way to get her there.
Hey, Minnie, come here. Come on, Minnie.
You know, she jumped right back in the water the minute they left the pier, Dick.
Yeah.
She... Well, by golly, she's going to mine. I thought she might be sore at me for locking her up in that crate.
Minnie, it's Pat. Come out of the water now. Come on.
Oh, here she comes.
Well, now look at that. Hello there, Minnie. Did you have a nice swim? And haven't you got anything to say to Dick? Come on now. Say hello to him. No, that's a fine thing to do. Dick, here's your friend. Why, he's the guy that's going to arrange it for you to ride back to headquarters in style. Yes, sir, Minnie. You're going to have a paddy wagon all to yourself. That you will.
In a moment, we return to Dick Tracy. But first... Well, Tracy fans, what a headline review of stars the Radio Hall of Fame offers for your entertainment Sunday nights on the American Broadcasting Company. There's Paul Whiteman conducting the Hall of Fame's orchestra and chorus. Martha Tilton singing your favorite ballads. Famous celebrities of stage, screen, and radio, whose careers you'll hear reviewed in song and story. But getting back to Mr. Whiteman, Paul's given more entertainers their first boost to fame than most anyone else in the music world. Just listen to this parade of great names. Bing Crosby, Mildred Bailey, Jane Froman, the Dorsey Brothers. Well, if you've been a regular listener, you've heard many of these same great entertainers guest star. This feature of the Hall of Fame is really good listening. For instance, when Gertrude Lawrence recently appeared, she sang Limehouse Blues. That was one of the songs that first established her popularity way back in the days of the Charlotte Reviews. And she also enacted parts from her new autobiography, A Star Danced. Now, this is just a sample of the kind of variety entertainment you enjoy when you listen to the Radio Hall of Fame, Sunday evening, on most of these stations. Now, back to Dick Tracy.
Oh, hurry up, Pat. Hurry up. Get Minnie into her crate.
I'm trying to, but Dick, she won't fit. The boys have been feeding her so much, she's so fat, she won't fit the crate.
Why did Dick tell Pat to hurry and put Minnie away? And what will his next move be? It's told tomorrow, so be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Dick Tracy, written for radio by M.C. Brockhausen, directed by Dan Russell, and this is George Gunn speaking. Like a fish takes to water, that's the way Dick Tracy takes to excitement, and the way thousands of people all over the country take to the adventures of Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy and Pat Patton never know what their next case will be, but they do know that whatever it is, it'll be full of thrills and excitement. You'll want to listen every day, Monday through Friday, when the adventures of Dick Tracy are heard over more than 100 radio stations coast to coast. Keep up with Dick Tracy, protector of law and order, when he's heard tomorrow at another chapter, same time, same station, on the case of the trained seal. This is the American Broadcasting Company.